In the name of Jesus Christ, we together to study the book of Deuteronomy 23.
主是证明, 我们今天要来一起查考生命第 23章。
First, let's just do a very brief introduction, and then we study some of the area which can benefit our faith.
那首先我们先简单介绍一下，然后呢再查考说哪些地方呢我们可以来学习，然后来增加我们的这个信仰。
This chapter that have 25 verses.
那这一章有25节。
And I just divided into seven small parts.
那我把它分成七小段。
And it's the law that's given by God to the people to deal with various situation in their life.
那这些神的一些条例呢，要帮助这些以色列人呢，来再来处理是他们生活上发生的事情。
Verse 1-8. This first part talk about that who can enter, who cannot enter the assembly of God.
1-8节这里讲到呢，不可以入神的会的人。
Or can enter.
或者是那些可以进入的。
And from 9-14, second part.
第二段是9-14节。
God required them of living a holy life.
神要他们呢过着洁净的生活。
And stream four how from 15-16.
15-16节。
And here to talk about that how to treat those slave escape from their master.
那在讲到怎么处理这个奴仆脱了主人走的那些人。
And also from 17-18, talk about that there shall be no rituals, harlot, or pervert, or a perverted, a harlot of the daughter of Israel, or a perverted one of the sons of Israel.
那这里讲到呢，说不可以有妓女，不可以有娈童的。
And from 19-20, and then you talk about how they help one another.
19-20节，这是他们弟兄要怎么相处。
And from the verse 21-23, and here mentioned that they need to be faithful to pay their vow.
21-23节呢，这里讲到呢，有许愿的呢，一定要来还愿。
And from 24-25, and you talk about that God's actually love and mercy.
那24-25节提到呢，神的爱跟他的怜悯。
And how God provided for the poor.
那神怎么来为这个贫穷的来提供所需？
Okay, we look at the first part.
我们先来看第一段。
The first part that's three different nation or people that they cannot enter the assemblies of God.
这里提到不同的人呢，还有不同的种族呢，不能进入神的会。
And was once said that emasculated and also mutilation.
那这第一节讲到这个外圣受伤的或被阉割的。
And also that though illegitimate birth was two.
那第二节私生子。
Legitimate birth refer to those were born outside of their legal marriage.
私生子指就是在他们的这个合法的这个婚姻之外所生的 孩子。
I was three, and Ammonite and also Moabites shall not enter, never, forever.
三节提到亚门人跟摩押人是永不可入神的会。
And this is three type of people that God doesn't want them to enter or doesn't allow them to enter.
那这些人呢？神不允许他们进入神耶和华的会。
So here, that's the first. That's we look at. That's what is the assemblies of the Lord?
那我们先来看看呢，这个耶和华的会指的是什么？
So we look at that. So it's referred to where God's presence.
那指的就是呢神所在的地方。
And and also a place where they gather together and to offer sacrifice to God.
那也是他们聚集在一起，然后呢要向神献祭的地方。
Meaning that is a place whereby they they do their worshiping of God.
就是他们在那边敬拜神的地方。
So if one person, if they cannot enter or they are not allowed to enter,
那如果他们不能进入或是不被允许进入这个神的会，
meaning that they are not part of this assembly.
那表示呢，他们不属于这个群体。
So they cannot inherit the promise or the sing the promise by God to the chosen people.
啊，就是他们不能继承他们神所对这个神的选民所应许的。
And then look at that the reason behind.
那我们就来看看这个背后的理由是什么。
We look at verse three, just for the Ammonites and the Moabites.
那关于这个亚门摩押人，我们看第三节。
So was three and Ammonites and Moabites that shall not enter the assembly of the Lord even to the tenth generation, none of his descendants shall enter the assemblies of the Lord forever. For because they did not meet you with bread and water on the road when you came out of against you, Balaam the son of Beor from Bethel of Mesopotamians.She curse you.
三节
呀。And five, nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. Six, you shall not seek their peace, not their prosperity, all the day forever. Please read.
三节，亚门人或是摩押人不可入耶和华的会。他们的子孙虽过十代，也永不可入耶和华的会。四节，因为你们出埃及的时候，他们没有拿食物和水在路上迎接你们，又因他们雇了美索不达米亚的皮多人比尔的儿子巴兰来咒诅你。然而耶和华你的神不可听从巴兰，却使那咒诅的言语变为祝福的话，因为耶和华你的神爱你。六节，你一生一世永不可求他们的平安和他们的利益。
So here there's a mention about Ammonites and Moabites.
那所以提到亚门人跟摩押人。
And they were the offsprings or descendants of Lot.
那他们是罗德的后裔。
And here there's the thing that they did, which are evil in the eyes of God.
啊，他们呢，行了神眼中看为恶的事情。
They did not meet the chosen people, with bread and water on the road.
啊，他们在出埃及的时候呢，没有拿食物和水在路上迎接这个神的选民。
So meaning that they don't have love.
那意思说呢，他们没有这样子接待的爱心。
They did not really show respect to God.
啊，他们也没有这样敬畏神的心。
And they know that the Israelites was chosen by God.
那我们知道以色列人是神的选民。
But they did not do according to the requirement of God.
是他们却没有做到神的这个要求命令。
Because when they pass by their border,
因为他们经过他们的弟兄的时候。
When they pass by their border,
当他们经过他们的这个边境的时候，
they should come out and to give them bread and water because they were needy at the time.
应该要来拿出来食物跟这个水来迎接他们。
But they did not.
可是他们却没有这样做。
But instead, they said maybe they have the hatred against some.The chosen people.
那反而呢，对这个以色列百姓，这神的选民呢，有这样子的憎恨的心。
They hire Balaam, the prophet of God, to curse the chosen people.
那他们雇来这个巴兰呢，要来诅咒以色列人。
So you can see that in the beginning, they did not receive them or meet them with the bread and water.
所以可以看到，首先呢，他们没有出来来迎接，用这个用这个食物跟水来迎接他的这个弟兄。
When the Israelites came back again, leave their country.
那当他们回来呢，又来离开这个地方。
Leave to their country.
然后又来接近了他们的国家的时候。
And maybe there's a maybe God offer them another opportunity to love to them.
那可能神又给他们一次机会，这样子能够来实行他的爱心。
Because the Israelites did not have the intention to invade their country.
因为这个以色列人并没有想要来侵略他们国家的意思。
But they have the hatred instead.
那可是他们反而是存着这样子憎恨的心。
And then they hire Balaam to curse them.
然后就在雇用这个巴兰要来咒诅他们。
So they cannot enter the kingdom of God. They cannot enter the assembly of God.
那因此呢，他们呢被归在不能进入耶和华的会。
So today does this assembly refer to the church?
那今天的耶和华这个会呢，指的就是教会。
Church of God, that's for those who have been born again.
那些重生的人的地方。
For those that have love, those that have this heart for the brother sister.
那是有爱心能够来对待彼此这个弟兄姐妹的人。
Jesus Christ is when he talked about the judgment day, he mentioned who can enter the kingdom of God?
耶稣基督在提到这个审判日的时候，提到说谁能够进入神的国呢？
If you look at this, Matthew chapter 25.
我们看马太福音第二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音第二十五章。
And we look at this was from 35 onward.
从三十五节开始看。
For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink.I was a stranger, you took me in. 36. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. 37. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? 38. When...Did you see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? 39. Or when Did we see you sick or in prisons and come to you? 40. And the king will answer, say to them, surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. 41. Then he will also say to those who on the left depart from me, the curse into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. So here there's a mention that those have this goodness, done the goodness on their brother, sister, will receive the eternal life.
所以提到呢, 就是在这个弟兄姐妹身上做到的善事呢, 就能够来进入永生。
So you see that's very important. It's one of the things that God will base it, his judgment.
那就是其中一个审判的这个条例。
Because in the Bible says that if we love God, we are born again.
因为神经告诉我们,如果我们爱神呢,我们就重生。
But if we don't love God, that's who we do not see. If we don't love the God who do not see, so that means that we don't love our brother, sister.
那如果说呢,我们不能爱弟兄姐妹的话呢,那我们表示呢,我们不爱那个看不到的神。
Because when we say that we love God, but we don't do good deeds on our brother, sister, that means that we don't love our God.
因为说呢,我们说爱神呢,可是却不能来将这个爱心来给我们弟兄姐妹,那表示我们并不爱神。
I will come back to the Deuteronomy chapter 23.
我们看回来《生命记》23章。
So was four.
四节.
23 was four. Because you did not meet you with the bread and water on the road when you came out of the Egypt, because they hire against you Balaam, the son of Beor from Peor of Mesopotamians to curse you. So here mentioned a prophet called Balaam.
所以提到一个这个先知巴兰。So he was a
prophet of God.
然后他是神的先知。
But why does he was hired by the kings of Moabins?
那可是他为什么被这个摩押人来雇佣呢？
Because this prophet that actually did not follow the instruction of God.
因为他呢, 并不来遵从神的这个命令。
Look at the number.
那我们来看民数记。
Number 22.
民数记第22章。
Number 22. Five, and six, and seven, and eight. 22 was five. Number 22 was five. Then he sent messenger to Balak, the son of Beor, Pethuel, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, look, a people have come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth, settling less to me. Six, therefore, please come at once, curse these people for me, for they were too mighty for me, because perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, he whom you curse is cursed. Seven, so the elder of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviners' feast in their hands, and they came to Balak and spoke to him the words of Balaam. 8, and he said to them, Lord is here tonight. I will bring back word to you. As the Lord speak to me, so the prince of Moab stay with Balaam. So here there are actually a few Bible verses that talk about that the kings of Moab actually send people to hire him to curse the chosen people.
那这段经节呢，听到这个摩押王呢来差派使者呢来雇用这个巴兰先知。
But we know that before he accepted the invitation, he make it very clear to him that what he needed to do.
那在他接受之前呢，他说了他会怎么做。
Because it's quite clear that he said that you need to curse them.
因为呢，他就很清楚说呢，他要来雇用他来做主。
And quite clear that the people that's home he would be cursing.
然后也很清楚的说到这个咒诅的对象。
But he did not refuse.
那他
outwardly, he did not refuse.
他并没有拒绝。
Because the elder Moab and also the elder Midians came with money.
啊，就是因为呢，这个摩押的长老跟米甸的长老，他们是带着这个钱来请他的。
So you see that he asked them to stay there, and then he asked for the permission of God.
啊，所以呢，他就请他们来留宿，然后呢，然后要来向神来这个来看他怎么回报。
So we can see that this prophet that wasn't acting according to the will of God.
啊，就看到这个先知他并没有照着神的这个教训来做。
He knew that what he was asked to do wasn't right in the eyes of God.
那他知道他所要求要做的呢，在神眼中是错的事情。
But because the money that they brought to him for hiring him, and then he asked them to stay and then asked for the permission of God.
因他因为看到呢那个所带来的礼金呢，他就请他们留下来，然后要来请求问神。
We know that the prophet of God is the servant of God.
我们知道身为一个这个先知呢，是神的仆人。
The servant of God have the wisdom of God can discern.
那神的仆人呢，要有应该有这个能够来分别善恶的这个能力。
So in the case of Balaam, he could really that can refuse outrightly.
那看到这个巴勒来请他呢，应该他能够马上来拒绝的。
So we can see that when one that serve the law, when they serve with their own agenda, with their own will.
那所以如果看到
they cannot submit to the will of God.
如果一个人是照自己的意志呢来服侍神的话，他就没办法来成就神的旨意。
Because when one does have this greedy heart, a heart for money, will blind their heart.
那因为当一个人有贪心，他想要贪财的话呢，他就会来阻止他来成就神的旨意。
Because this is a fleshly desire that's really go against the spirit of God.
因为这样子的肉体的情欲呢，是跟神的旨意来敌对的。
So he tried to really does get the money, so that's why he asked them to stay.
啊，他其实很想就是要拿得到那个些钱财，所以呢，他就请他们来留下来。
We look at Second Peter.
那我们再继续看彼得后书。
Second Peter, chapter 2:15-16.
彼得后书二章十五到十六节。
Second Peter, chapter 2, 15 and 16.
彼得后书二章十五十六节。
Second Peter chapter 2:15-16.
彼得后书二章十五十六节。
15, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, and the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 16, but he was rebuked by his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet.
15节
Can you read please?
离弃正路就走差了。随从比尔之子巴兰的路，巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
So here quite clear that what we can learn is that the ways of Balak is a way of unrighteousness.
那这里很清楚的告诉我们，这个巴兰就是这个不义的先知。
He was astray from following the word of God, the will of God.
啊，他离弃了这个神的这个正路。
He did not follow the water. He did not follow the will of God. Instead, he followed his own will.
来听从神这个旨意的道路呢，而且反而是照着自己的意思去行。
So today, that's how we need to be examining ourselves.
啊，所以今天呢，我们要来检视自己。
Though that's how we are not like a preacher or deacons, very often that being arranged to speak sermon.
啊，虽然我们不像传道或是执事呢，需要来在讲台上来讲道。
But we know that's how we have given the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是我们已经得到了圣灵。
When we anointed by the Holy Spirit, we were sent by God to share the good news with other people.
啊，我们得到圣灵呢，就是要跟别人来分享这个好消息。
So in a way, that's how we are prophet as well.
那所以某个方面来说，其实我们也是这个先知。
But the prophets only can be praised by God when they follow the will of God, when they follow the Holy Spirit.
啊，可是呢，这个先知呢，要来顺从圣灵，然后来照着神的路去走，才能够得到神的赞美。
When they are obedient to His word.
啊，他们要来这个顺从神的话。
We come back to the Deuteronomy chapter 23.
我们看回来《生命记》二三章。
And here does say that don't seek their peace and also prosperity.
他说呢，不要求他们的平安和他们的利益。
Yeah, verse 6, you shall not seek their peace, not their prosperities, all your days forever.
那第六节，你一生一世永不可求他们的平安和他们的利益。
Because it's here that Balak gave them a way bad example.
那这个巴兰给他们一个非常不好的这个示范。
And Balak seek their peace.
那巴兰呢来寻求他们的平安。
And then by listening to them, following their instruction.
啊，他听从他们的话，然后遵照他们的指示。
Try to be a friend of them.
啊，想要跟他们来和睦。
So today that we should not compromise the truth with the world.
啊，今天呢，我们不能跟世界来这个妥协这个真理。
We cannot be a friend of God and at the same time a friend of the world.
啊，不能跟这个神和好，然后又同时呢跟这个世界和好。
We should not seek the peace of the world.
哦，不能来寻求这世界的平安。
But rather we should seek the peace of God.
我们要来做的呢，是来寻求从神来的平安。
And also the prosperity that's the kingdom of God, God promised for us.
还有这个神需要给我们的利益，就是神的国度。
So when we live a life in the world, we should not have this greedy heart.
那我们现在住在这个世界上，就不要有这样子贪婪的心。
We should serve God with this correct motive, a pure motive.
我们要这样子清洁正直的心来做神的工。
We do things to glorify the name of God, not for our own gain.
那我们行事呢，是为了要来得到这个使神的荣耀，而不是为了自己的利益。
A look at second part, seven and eight.
我们看第二段七到八节。
Seven eight, you shall not uphold an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not uphold an Egyptian, because you were an alien in his land. Eight, the children of third generation born to them may enter the assemblies of the Lord.
七节，不可憎恶以东人，因为他是你的弟兄；不可憎恶埃及人，因为你在他的地上做过寄居的。他们第三代子孙可以入耶和华的会。
So here mentioned that they need to love their brothers, Edomites.
这里说到呢，要爱他们的弟兄以东人。
Because their ancestors Their ancestors were brothers.
因为他们的祖先呢是同为弟兄的。
Ishmael and also Jacob, their brothers.
那是以扫跟雅各是弟兄。
That's the commandment of God.
那这也是神的吩咐。
And also the Egyptian.
那还有这里提到埃及人。
Because Through living in Egypt, that they become a great nation.
那接着他们在这个埃及的时候呢，使埃及成为大国。
They went in only with a largest family. They come out with a distinct nation.
那他们是一个家庭到埃及去，可是出来是一个大的国度。
So I think the reason behind why God does ask them to love them.
啊，所以呢，神要他们来爱埃及人。
It's kind of an appreciation of the grace of God, and also when they were alien there, how they God used the Egyptian to preserve their life.
那就是要来呢，来感恩呢，是神在他们寄居的时候呢。所做的事情，还有呢，他们当时所行的这些事情。
I will look at 9 to 14. When the army goes out against your enemy, then keep yourself from every wicked things. And 14.For the Lord your God walked in midst of your camp to deliver you and give your enemy over to you, because your camp shall be holy, and he may see no unclean things among you and turn away from you. Can you read verse 9 and 14?
九节，你出兵攻打仇敌，就要远避诸恶。十四节。因为耶和华你的神常在你营中行走，要救护你，将仇敌交给你，所以你的营里当圣洁，免得他见你那里有污秽就离开你。
So here there's God told them that in order for God to deliver them, they need to keep their body holy.
那这里神的这个神告诉他们呢，如果要他们神来搭救他们呢，他们要来保守圣洁。
So that's the conditions laid down by God when they want the presence of God.
那神如果要来得到神的同在呢，这就是神的条件。
So it's very important that we need to remember that it's the same principle applied to us, to the church, to work of God.
所以同样的条件来放在我们的身上。
He mentioned we need to keep ourselves from every wicked things.
我们要远避所有的这些污秽。
We know that we are every day fighting the spiritual warfare.
我们知道每一天呢，其实我们都在这样属灵的战争之中。
We are fighting this warfare between the world and God, between the world and God, and also the flesh and the spirit.
我们是在这个神跟世界，还有这个肉体跟情欲当中的征战。
And we are doing work that's our saving soul.
我们要做的是呢，拯救灵魂的工作。
We need the power, the strength, and the presence of God.
我们需要神的力量、神的帮助，还有神的同在，才能办到。
But God requires us to be holy.
但是神要求我们要来圣洁。
If we keep ourselves holy, that means that God will be working with us.
如果我们保守圣洁，神就会与我们同工。
Look at second, Corinthians chapter 6.
我们看哥林多后书第六章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 was 16 and 17.
哥林多后书六章十六十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 was 16 and 17.
哥林多后书六章。
And what agreement had the temple of God with idol? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them, and walk among them. I will be their God. They shall be my peoples. 17. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, say the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. 18. I will be a father to you. You shall be my son and daughter.Say the Lord Almighty.
十六节，神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说：“我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。”十七节，又说：“你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。”这是全能的主说的。
So here, quite clear that Paul told the member in Corinth to live a holy life.
这很清楚呢，保罗告诉哥林多的信徒说呢，要过着圣洁的生活。
This holy life in terms of their heart, in terms of the way they live in the world, how they can be sanctified.
这里包含了他们的心要圣洁，还有他们所做的行为上要来圣洁。
Because we are the temple of God, and God actually dwells among us.
因为我们就是神的殿，神是住在我们里面。
So it's important that to have this knowledge in mind when we are serving, when we are serving and working for the Lord.
所以当我们再来服侍，然后来敬拜神的时候，要有这样子的这个心态。
So that what we do that will be profitable, will be fruitful in the eyes of God.
让我们的所作所为呢，在神眼中呢，才能够有得益处。
And can build up the church and also edify our faith.
能够建立起教会，然后呢，来造就我们的信仰。
Very often, that's we need the work of God, we need the power to enable the holy work to be done.
我们常常需要从神而来的力量呢，然后将神的圣工来完成。
But we can see some very often see the work just remains stagnant.
可是我们看到他这个工作呢，没办法做好。
Maybe we need to examine ourselves that maybe we are not living.A life that's according to the will of God, sanctified life.
就来检，你是不是没有过着像神所要求的这 圣洁的生活。
We come back to Deuteronomy chapter 23.
好，看回来《生命记》二三章。
We look at from 15 to 16.
我们看十五、十六节。
So here does talk about some how they deal with them, the slave escape from the master.
啊，这里提到那个如果有奴仆脱了主人的手的人呢，要怎么来处理？
And does let them to stay in your place? Let them to choose where to stay.
他说呢，要让他们来选，来跟你一同同住，然后要让他选择要要住的地方。
Actually, says God through this dealing with this escaped slave to teach them how to have mercy or compassion on those unfortunate.
那这样子，关于这样子奴仆的条例，就是教导呢，他们要怎么样对这些人呢，有怜悯的心，有爱心。
So we should do the same. We need to consider their situation.
那我们就要来，有这样子的状况呢，我们就要来同情，然后来怜悯。
The escaped slave, and escaped from the masters for reasons.
那这个逃脱的这个奴仆呢，他们是逃脱是有原因的。
Maybe reasons is that's he done something wrong, or maybe that's the master done something wrong on him.
那可能他们做错了事情，或者是主人对他不好。
So we look at 17 to 18.
我们再看17、18节。
So here that's 17 that shall be no is a law, shall be no witches harlot of the children's.Of the daughter of Israel, or a perverted one of the sons of Israel.
啊，所以说呢，以色列的女子中不可有妓女，以色列的男子中不可有娈童。
And also, he shall not bring the wages of harlots, or price of a dog to the house of the Lord. It's abomination to the Lord.
的娼妓所得的钱，娈童所得的价，这些都不可以到带到这个神的殿当中。
So, that's to do the religious rituals.
啊，这是关于这个有这个信这个信仰的这些仪式。
Look at the small print that some we say the practicing sodomy and prostitution in religious rituals.
但是小四会有提到说，这些娼妓或是娈童都是跟这个祭祀是有关的。
So what we learn today that any sexual immorality we shall be judged cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那就是呢，有犯淫乱的呢，都不能进入神的国。
We look at 19 and 20.
我们看19到20节。
So here does say that you should not charge interest to, you shall not charge interest to your brothers.
那就是借给弟兄的是钱财或粮食不可都不可取利。
So it is talk about their day to day life, their neighbor, because they live here, in a they live in a, as a community.
啊，就是他们的日常生活，他们的邻舍，他们住在一起。
And those that can have this ability to lend money to their brothers, of course, were blessed by God.
啊，如果你手有余力可以帮助弟兄的，那是被神所祝福的。
So they should help the one the poor.
那要来当应当要来帮助贫穷的。
Because this is a part of the Mosaic law that they have the duty to help the poor.
那是摩西的律法，他们有这样子条例要来帮助贫穷的。
Because it's what they have are from God.
他们所有的东西呢，都是从神所赏赐的。
It's saying today that today when we see our brothers or sisters in need, we should do our best and to help them in terms of their material needs.
啊，如果今天呢，我们看到弟兄姐妹在物质上有缺乏的，那我们应该要来协助帮助他们。
We should not just, pay our lip service.
不单只是说用口 来行出我们的爱心而已。
It's just in life how we can help them.
那是在我们日常生活上要怎么样来帮助他们。
I'll look at 21 to 22.
我们看21、22节。
So here say that if you when you make a vow to the Lord, you shall not delay to pay.
这里说到，如果你向神许愿，偿还不可延迟。
And God require you.
神必向你追讨。
Because when we say to God before God,
因为我们在神面前所说的话。
God take it as is true.
神呢就会很认真的对待。
And also as a chosen people, we cannot lie.
同样，而且呢，身为神的选民，我们不能说谎。
We cannot lie to God. We cannot joke to God.
那我不能来这样子来向神来这个说谎。
Otherwise, God punishment will be upon us.
那要不然神的惩罚必定临到我们身上。
So he has said that because you voluntarily vow to the Lord.
所以说，因为是你心里甘心所许的愿。
And then say that because by your mouth.
是你口中所出的话。
So God require them to pay.
那神呢就来要求你要来偿还。
I look at 24 and 25.
我们来看24、25节。
And here there's actually says, what I can see that is a God provisions, God's care for the poor.
那这里可以看到神对这贫困者的这个的关心照顾。
And those is those here mentioned that those is they can go to their neighbor's vineyard to eat.To their field.
他说：“你进了邻舍的葡萄园，可以随意吃饱葡萄。
”And also the field.
还有进入这个邻舍的这个田地。
And to eat to pluck the head and to eat.
那可以用手摘穗子来吃。
You know that in the Gospels mentions the God the disciple of Jesus Christ.Passed a grain field and then he plucked the head to eat.
他看到这个在福音书里面呢，这个门徒呢经过一个这个禾架呢，然后他们用手摘穗子来吃。
So because it's they're hungry.
因为他们肚子饿了。
So can see that and the law of God at the time that really can manifest the love and.Mercy and compassion.
也是看到神的律法，可以看出神的怜悯，还有他的这个恩慈。
So we should do the same.
我们同样的要来这样做。
Today's Bible study end here.
今天我们
now we have a prayer.
我们要一起来祷告。